It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up our categories today, we have the worst cities for traffic. And the top 10 most popular sex injuries. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me.
Are they popular?
And, of course, before we get to those emails, we need to let you know that the code word for Disturbed tickets, May 5th, the Climate Pledge Arena, I was already there, is 25, as in the number, 25. So if you text 25 to 206-803-ROCK, you'll be entered to win tickets to see Disturbed as they come to town sometime next year at Climate Pledge Arena.
Do you think anyone out there is numerically illiterate, right? Because there's people like, I can't read words. You go, fine. You think there's anyone that's like, oh, I can read words, fine. I can't read numbers.
It's 25 right now. 25, as in 25. Text that to 206-803-ROCK. Almost forgot. Okay, let's jump into the birthdays.
I don't lose.
Well, I mean, God, today's just one of those days after last night. And it's just Jesus. Hold the men's room. If you're in the office today after your party, I have a birthday request. Yes, we are, Shane. We are actually here. We're one of the few people in the building because it's a holiday.
I totally forgot.
The whole place is dead.
I did too. And all of us apparently tried to go over to the same
corner store. Did you get kicked out of the building?
No. By the time I walked over, the building was already locked up. And then I said it to you, and you were like, yeah, I couldn't go in there. And then I was like, Mike, I'm an idiot. He's like, I did the same thing.
Yep. Shout out to my new hottie husband, Nathaniel Johnson. He's the big 31 today. If he could get the dirty Germans to talk about how many oysters that we should eat tonight, and some dad jokes from Miles about biosafety cabinets and working for the medical center at UW. Cheers, guys. That from Shay.
Yeah, listen, Shay, I think you should eat, well, actually, you should just eat one oyster tonight. He can have as many as you'd like.
Yes, you know what? It'll prepare you for the rest of the flavors and sounds that come along as the night as you shuck up those oysters.
Yeah, something you don't have to chew, you just swallow.
Miles, did you not think the same thing I thought when you read that email?
What's that?
Nathaniel Johnson?
Like the jerk?
Was that his? I thought it was Navin.
Navin Johnson. All right.
Navin Johnson.
That's why I just looked at you through. I'm like, is this girl messing with us?
Right. All right, cabinet jokes. I found some cabinet jokes.
You didn't have to find them. You got a Rolodex of them.
Guys, I had a few doubts about buying a big metal cabinet to store all my valuables.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out it was a safe purchase.
All right.
The CEO of IKEA was just elected president in Sweden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He should have his cabinet together by the end of the week.
All right.
What's the difference between a Cleveland Browns trophy cabinet and a museum? The difference between a Cleveland Browns trophy cabinet and a museum.
The museum has stuff in it.
A museum is filled with awards and memorabilia from the past.
I mean, it's the truth.
They are terrible, man.
Hola, Cholos. Avery, my first Seattleite buddy and fellow Seahawks fan, and I met when we moved to Jacksonville 6 years ago. He's turning 29 today, I think. Since he's a newer father, can he get a little kid fish sandwich, some dad jokes for Miles, and since Captain Crunch is such a hardened sailor, I'm sure he would like to know how he prepares for hurricanes, because you know how rare they are here in Florida. But if one comes up, we need to be prepared. So we need the captain's advice, should we ever encounter one. Thanks, guys. That from Brett.
Fish sandwich.
All right, dad jokes. Guys, I'm reading a horror story in Braille.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like something bad is going to happen. What famous guitarist loved to throw fruit at his audience? What famous guitarist loved to throw fruit at his audience?
Who?
Chuck Berry.
All right. All right.
Guys, today is Diarrhea Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and it runs all week.
I've heard that.
I've got more. Do you guys know the inventor of Velcro died?
No.
R.I.P. I got two more, might as well get rid of them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, they have cloned a grizzly. I repeat, they have cloned a grizzly.
Okay.
It bears repeating. And you should always say mucho around your Spanish friends.
Why is that?
It means a lot to them.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I appreciate that you think the old Capitan is a hardened sailor. Frankly, I'm just a hard sailor. But the first way to prepare for a hurricane is to get the hell out of Florida. And if you can't do that, you get yourself a sturdy boat like the mighty SS Guppy and you ride it out. You know, me and the mask guys, we've done that on several occasions, including a few years ago when we were caught in a typhoon off the coast of Java, where we just scored 40 kilos of Momo from a dealer named Masuki Sadharta. Anyway, the Guppy was rocked pretty hard and we lost most of our contraband to the sea. That said, Charlie the Tootie was pretty happy about it. He said he and the rest of the cast, the Little Mermaid, got real, real high. Crunch bears.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant on the line now, for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a couple extra emails. Strangest thing that happened in my house. Guys, I'm catching up on your podcast there on the Odyssey app. My mom lives in Sumner. She's had cats in the past and had installed a cat door, as one would do. Well, she never thought she'd wake up in the middle of the night. Two possums, plural, in her home. She's older, kind of clumsy, so her attempts to usher them out, not exactly working. So since animal control was closed, she called the Sumner police. Apparently, they weren't very busy that night because three officers showed up and proceeded to assist her with her possum problem. They were able to actually chase them out of the home. That from Don from Roy, listening in Lake Taps.
Yeah, the problem is you got one of those possum doors.
And one more. What made travel suck? Guys, back in 2019, we rented an RV for a few weeks, and we didn't give ourselves enough time to get back to Washington from East Texas. This was made worse when we ran into a storm up in the mountains of Wyoming or Montana that was bringing 70-plus mile-per-hour gusts. The RV, 38 feet long, 11 feet tall, and did not weigh enough to keep from being blown into the next lane every time a big gust came through.
Jeez.
I fought for hours trying to keep us going and on schedule. Finally had to give up when I realized I was not able to get the RV back into our lane fast enough anymore. And I didn't want to cause a bad crash on top of a mountain in a bad storm. Woke up the next morning, had to start racing the first snow of the season. Another quick one. Summer of 2011, I was moving from South Carolina to New York. Just had gotten my driver's license a few weeks prior. Didn't even think to plan my route, just followed GPS. Got to D.C. on a hot summer Friday afternoon. Didn't get out of D.C. till it was a warm summer Friday night. I vowed never to go back. Love the show, guys. That from Kyle. Why would you get stuck? I'll just be stuck on the Beltway, probably.
Probably.
That would be my guess.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to see how many you can get right out of said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, did we lose our contestant?
We did lose our contestant.
All right, you guys are playing. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories, we have the worst cities in the U.S. for drivers. The Consumer Affairs Research Team, they analyze three key traffic measures for 49 major U.S. metros to determine which cities have the heaviest congestion, the longest travel times, and the most fatal crashes. They combine those three factors to calculate an overall traffic score for each city. Then our next category, a survey asked people what sex-related injuries they've suffered. And they came up with the top 10. When people talk about negative consequences of adult relations, they're usually talking about STDs, relationship fallouts, or really messing up perfectly tucked-in sheets. But there is the possibility of sustaining an injury while having relations. So keep in mind, STDs is not on the list.
All right.
That is not technically considered an injury. So do you guys want to go with the most common sex-related injuries? There are 10, or the top 10 cities for the worst traffic.
I feel like we would do better in traffic because other than broken penis, I honestly...
Yeah, how many sex injuries are there?
I mean, there's 10. I might not even want to know what they are, but I cannot picture what else they could be.
So traffic it is?
Can I go traffic?
Let's go traffic.
All okay. Right.
Traffic it is. These are the 10 worst cities for driving here in the United States of America. Let's see. A few of them are in California. The rest are spread throughout this great nation of ours. What is your first guess there on the cities for the worst traffic?
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington, which is normally so smooth. Number three.
Yes.
All right. The average commuter time in Seattle is 29 minutes. Average daily congestion, by the way, that would be 6 hours and 50 minutes. And fatal car crashes per 100,000 people, 5.2.
Well, I feel like WashDOT does everything they can to make sure that your travel is going to suck. I'm going to guess San Francisco.
San Francisco, California, number four. The traffic score is 80%. Average daily congestion, 6 hours, 8 minutes. Your average commute time, if you live in the Bay Area, 31 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Those are two for two.
I mean, I feel like L.A. would have to be on there again, right? Is that what you're thinking, Mike?
Los Angeles is number one. Average commute time, though, is lower than most. 30 minutes. Daily congestion, 7 hours and 55 minutes. And fatal car crashes, that's where it gets bad in L.A. 9 per 100,000 people.
Damn.
So are we done with Cali, or is there other ones?
California is done.
Yeah, I would think we're done.
That is correct.
All right, I'm throwing these out there. Do not ding me yet or anything, but I'm thinking D.C., Baltimore, New York City, Philly. Like, those are the four I have on top of my head.
What about, like, Dallas?
Okay, is it Dallas or Houston that's known?
One of them I know is known for, like, horrible traffic.
Right, and I can't remember which one, because Dallas has that massive freeway system that goes around it.
Cities with the lowest traffic scores. Number one, St. Louis, Missouri.
Really?
For a major metropolitan area.
Okay.
Rochester, New York is number two.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, followed by Cleveland, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia.
Those are the cities where the traffic sucks the least.
That's funny. I feel like I always hit traffic trying to get through Frick.
I was getting ready to say, man, always. Anytime I've driven, right, it's like going by JBLM. Like, you're just going to
a
slow
bunch
down.
Of roads meet there, 95, and then, but they do have pay roads.
They do.
Benchmen, and a lot of people take those roads. They're not even toll roads. It's like some Joe Schmo owns it. You get a Bob Highway card, and you get to ride on Bob's Highway. I think it's the Po-White Turnpike, if I'm not mistaken. That's one of those as well, down there.
What do you think, D.C. to
Po-White?
Po-White Turnpike.
Boston's got to be on there. They're notorious.
Yeah.
So is that the guess?
Let's go Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh. No.
Damn. All right. On the list. Out of the top 10.
I feel like you're right with New York.
I think you have
there's
to.
There's just
be,
nothing
right?
but traffic. Nobody drives because there's too much traffic.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Does that help their score, though? Right, because people take the train everywhere?
They do, but if you do drive, the traffic there sucks. Yeah. I mean, just without a doubt. New York City.
Number 5 on the list.
All right.
Average commute time is 32 minutes there. They have the fewest fatal car crashes, though, in New York, based on probably just congestion, traffic,
and
speed of
travel.
Well, you
can't drive fast enough. And you just get out of your car and throw a fist.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say D.C.
Washington, D.C. That is number 2.
All right.
That is the second worst traffic, much like our emailer, in the United States. The traffic score is 85. The average commute for a D.C. resident is 33 minutes. And they do have a low number of fatal car crashes. But the Beltway, that's a NASCAR.
It's a mother ever.
That's a NASCAR.
Always. Somebody from the text line, thank you for this one. Before we guess it, Atlanta. What do you guys think about that? I've heard
massive major
sucks.
City.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I know enough about it.
Right? Yeah, I'm not sold on Atlanta yet. I don't think it's wrong, right, but I'm not sold on it just yet.
And then according to the texters, it's Houston, not Dallas, that's more notorious for the crappy traffic.
I mean, I did get stuck in traffic trying to go, like, just across the city in Houston. It sucked.
It is. It's awful. Let's guess Houston.
Let's do it.
Houston.
No.
Son of a bitch.
On the list. Texas not represented.
Okay. All right, we're at 2 strikes, boys.
All right.
Right.
So, as far we have one mountain town.
Right. I was
wondering. We have one West Coast town. We have one Midwest town and 2 East Coast, East time zone towns. One we might have lived in.
All right, so Baltimore.
Baltimore's number 10.
All right.
The average commute time there is 29 minutes.
Mountain town, I'm wondering if it's like Denver.
Name another major city in the mountain time zone.
I mean, Denver's number 6.
Yeah.
All right. So far, you guys are right. On 1 LA, DC is 2, Seattle is 3, San Francisco 4, New York 5, Denver is 6, and Baltimore, Maryland is 10. You guys have 7 out of the 10. There is 1 strike remaining.
If there's still another West Coast town,
Portland, right?
It's got, because we already have Seattle and we're done with Cali.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Portland. Number 7.
All right.
They say Portland's traffic sucks for the size of a town it is. But the average commute time is only 25 minutes. The problem they say is traffic in Portland's nonstop.
Yeah.
So, and for what?
But keep in mind, when this, well, the average commute time, it's only 25 minutes. You go, right, but how many miles did you cover in 25 minutes?
Right.
If you went 4 miles, that's really annoying.
Okay. So you guys have gotten 1 through 7. The next 2 cities are not on an ocean. How's that?
Not on an ocean.
They are not on an ocean.
I mean maybe
Chicago.
Nashville?
Did we guess Atlanta or no?
Nope. We did not guess Atlanta.
Want to guess Atlanta?
The text line's going crazy. They're basically, everyone's just screaming, Atlanta.
Let's trust the texters.
All right, Atlanta.
Number 8 on the list.
All right.
Average traffic commute time is 31 minutes. There's 1 major city left.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, number 9. You guys have run the table. There you go.
Oh, look at us.
Yeah, there you go. The cities with the worst traffic. Baltimore, Maryland, at 10. 9 is Chicago. Atlanta is 8. Portland, 7. Denver, 6. 5 is New York. 4, San Francisco. Seattle, Washington. We're climbing up there. We are now number 3.
Yay.
Last year, we were number 8.
Jesus.
Washington, D.C. is the 2nd worst, and Los Angeles, California. That is the worst city to be stuck in traffic. All right, still to come, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I cut up in just minutes. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists in India have unearthed a fossilized remains of a colossal 50-foot snake.
Nice.
They found the fossil of a 50-foot snake, which they believe is the largest of its among the largest of its species to be found.
Did you hear that, Ted? In India, they found a
50-footer. Huh?
Yeah, 50-footer.
Does that mean that thing is still out there?
Well, no, it was fossilized.
Yeah, what I'm saying is this thing extinct?
More than likely,
yeah. It's a fossil. They find dinosaur fossils, Miles.
Yeah, but dinosaurs are real. Did it say how wide that thing may have been? Because you'd look really stupid if you're only the width of like a rattlesnake, but you're 50 feet long.
Right. I just assume anything that old, like everything was just bigger.
Even some of the insects that they're finding now, which to me was my nightmare.
Yeah, like giant-ass bugs.
Yeah, like this one's the size of a house cat. Like,
so they had a reticulated python that was 32 feet 9.5 inches.
Damn.
That's the biggest one they found alive.
Right.
That's still...
This one, the vertebrae was so big. So to your point, Steve, if it was the width of a rattlesnake, I don't think that they would have deduced that it was 50 feet long.
Right.
I think the vertebrae was just so massive that they were like, this thing has to be 50 feet long.
Good God.
Yeah. Because it was only a few. They didn't find the full thing. They just found a couple of the bones.
Oh, and they've surmised that it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken there. The jury is out on the dirtiest city in the U.S.
The dirtiest
city in the U.S. Your foggiest guess. You're probably not going to get it.
Reno, Nevada.
Great guess.
New Orleans.
Great guess. Steve.
Baltimore.
San Bernardino, California.
Yeah, they always pop up on terrible lists.
Oh, do they?
I feel like they do.
Riverside does, too.
Yeah, Riverside. Yeah. All that little area.
Yeah. A little grungy area of California there.
I just figured it'd be Pearl City. Why not? It ranks at the bottom of, like, every list.
Do you think when they're coming out of those dirty areas, they still claim to be from California?
I wonder what they judge dirty by. Like, what do they mean dirty?
Right.
I assume filth, probably not sexual prowess.
Is it just litter, though? Is it like graffiti? Is it the things that haven't gotten cleaned up? Is there just mold and grease everywhere? I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right. You know, upkeep, just getting like moss out of the doggone sidewalk.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. A new study says drinking coffee during pregnancy likely will not affect the baby's brain. Apparently, it has been a thing where don't drink coffee while you're pregnant. You're going to damage your kid's brain. They're like, no.
Yeah, I thought that was like a massive one. You can only have like so much caffeine.
Yeah, they said no, you'll be fine.
I think the reason that they tell, you know, like, don't have more than 2 glasses of wine, all these different things, because if you say it's okay to drink wine, people go nuts.
Right.
And they're like, no, look, just do things in moderation. You should be okay.
Right.
So, because I even asked the doctor when we had our kid, he said, look, man, we just say you don't do it. Because people are going to slip up and have a glass of wine every once in a while.
Right.
But because of that weird guilt that they have in their head, they pull back. But if we said, look, it's okay to have 2, then people are going to say, well, then I'll probably find to do 4.
Exactly.
So just say don't do it, knowing that you will do it, but you won't do it as much as you would have if we said it's okay.
Give an inch, take a mile.
Correct.
If that inch is small enough, that mile is going to be small too.
That's it.
Miles, what day is it, buddy?
Oh, it is Monday, October the 14th.
You're right. It's Be Bald, Be Free Day.
That's right, bitches. Be bald. Be free.
Be bald. Be free.
Bald and be free.
Yeah.
All day.
And since we are here in the spooky season, the evil season, as it were, I decided let's take a look at some of the most famous bald baddies.
Bald baddies. The Mints of Top
10. Yesterday was National
Hug a
Kevin Day.
Son of a bitch! Hang on.
Hey, by the way, we did hug Kevin Deers yesterday when we got to the Showwear Center for Godsmack.
Yes, we did.
He was out there. I was like, bring it in, man. And to his credit, he just gave me a hug back, didn't know why. And I said, hey, man, we missed Hug a Kevin Day. I believe all of you did, correct?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, all right,
yeah. Proof? That's a huggable Kevin.
That's a huggable Kevin.
Let's try this one more time.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 iconic bald film villains. Most of you will know him by his stage name. A cult favorite. His wrinkly, bald carcass, reminiscent of a chicken that spent too much time under a heat lamp at an IGA. SGC Belfry Ted Nude Gent. He and his diabolical father figure were forced into a cryogenic capsule escape where he lost all of his hair and became known the world over as Dr. Evil's hairless companion, Mr. Bigglesworth. I bet he tastes good with some duck sauce.
I actually think he would.
Damn. I mean, duck sauce, not a bad call for a hairless cat.
Right.
If you gotta eat one.
I figure it would fit there. So these are the most iconic bald film villains. Any that you can think of off the top of your head?
Top of my head, I mean, there was Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon, but that movie was so bad, I can't imagine he made the list.
It was the guy in Raiders who face melted.
Was he bald?
Yeah.
He was bald. Yeah, he didn't see it too much because he had the top hat on.
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, Dr.
Evil. I mean, does the giant dude with all the rings count?
The giant dude with all the rings.
Who's the giant dude with all the rings? What movie?
One of the Avengers or?
Thanos. Thanos.
You know what? He was on a couple different lists that I was looking at. So you know what? Yes, right. He does count.
Yeah.
So these are the most iconic bald Thanos, villains.
Not huggable.
Not huggable at all. Not even a Kevin. Kevin Thanos.
Yeah. Hug me.
Hug me. Number 10 on the list, they go with Imhotep from The Mummy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And he was bald start to finish because he was just a skeleton at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he brought it all back. Did a good job. John Doe from Seven. Kevin Spacey's character.
Yeah.
I think we can agree.
Yeah, he's a little freaky.
That was a great movie. I got to watch that one again. That was just
within the bags.
That's the problem. Is it's a really good movie, but it's so dark and disturbing that like I like it, but I don't know that I want to settle back into it.
Not feeling. That's why I was like Full Metal Jacket. I'm like, oh, it's a fantastic movie. I'll never watch it.
Right. I will watch the first hour.
Yeah, exactly. I'll watch Boot Camp.
And then it
there's a few of those, right? Deer Hunter, Deliverance,
Taxi Driver.
Right. You see it, you go, okay. It's this.
That is. It's a masterpiece. Yeah. Never watching it again.
Right.
Ever.
That was great. Now to throw it away.
Yeah.
They actually put Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin on
there. Oh, come on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He was so stupid in that movie. I mean, I know he was a bad guy, but somehow you were never, like, scared of him.
Was that when Arnold kind of became that caricature? Where he always just says stupid things? Because he had so many
stupid lines
in there.
At that point, you hired Arnold to deliver those stupid lines. No other actor could get away with the dumbass one-liners Arnold Schwarzenegger did, but every movie he did, part of what you waited for was to see what stupid thing he would say. It's all action movies with him,
sure.
Right? So, you know, he throws a knife to like a guy's throat or something and pins him to a tree, and of course, stick around. Yeah, I mean, it's just stuff, but you waited for him specifically to say these stupid lines.
And it was just because when he was acting, he still had that little bit of a language barrier. Mm-hmm. That accent was so thick that gave him such a small amount of lines, right? And then eventually they just started sounding stupid coming out.
But you honestly waited, didn't matter the movie he was in, like, just wait for the one-liners.
Right. Wait for it. He'll say it. From Pulp Fiction, Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah.
What does he look like? Yep. He's bald.
Yeah. That's a good one. He is intimidating as hell. I mean, let's just, in general, right? Was that Bing Rames?
Bing Rames. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he walked in for an interview, you'd still, I mean, now he's screaming about we got meats, but there's still something about him where you're like, I wouldn't F with you, man.
You ever seen Baby Boy?
No.
Man. He is an intense character in that movie.
That doesn't shock me. Like you're saying, he just got that resting face that... Have you killed people?
Even when he's a good guy, like in the Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good, but still, when he delivers his line, you feel like if you need someone to kill people for you,
right?
He's the guy.
Right.
I like here on the text line, somebody says, Jabba the Hutt. Technically bald.
Technically. Not a hair on him.
Not a single one.
Big ass slug man. The classic, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, I mean, he's bald because his hair burned off.
Well, okay.
I mean,
I'm bald because I got older.
Well, yeah. I just feel like it's different. Freddie could have had flowing locks. We'll just never know.
Right. I think he did. Was there ever a depiction of Freddie before he got burned in the?
I stopped watching after like the third one, maybe. Right?
I watched them through, and there might have been some sort of an origin story there, but I completely forget because they got so campy. I just quit paying attention.
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. Again, these are the most iconic bald film villains. Mr. Hill from Flash Gordon.
Oh, my
Ming
God.
The Merciless.
I mean, look, he was the villain. And as a child, I liked him. Somebody told me to
what
watch
was
him
his
again.
Bit? What was Ming trying to do?
Take over planet Earth or destroy planet Earth. I don't remember which one it was. Flash Gordon kind of accidentally ends up there.
Right.
And naturally, Flash Gordon, being the quarterback for the New York Jets, not making this up.
No.
Had an issue, I swear to God, had an issue, of course, with Ming the Merciless wanting to take over the planet. And they did what he had to do to save us all.
Why was a quarterback our best option?
He was not sent there intentionally. I don't remember how it got to this point. He was a quarterback.
Does he hang out in dark rooms?
Well, I can't remember how the whole thing played out.
Go to Egypt when it should be a camp?
He was the New York Jets quarterback. His nickname was Flash. And I don't remember how he ended up here, but like he was like in a laboratory of some scientist guy. They accidentally like hit whatever the red button is, which of course launched his ass away in a rocket.
Okay.
And then they ended up dealing with Ming. I'm telling you, if you get the chance to watch the movie, either absolutely do or absolutely don't. But understand, it is one of the worst movies that has ever been made that you'll kind of like.
So he was trying to prevent the Ming Dynasty?
There you go. The Ming Dynasty.
Also, like, that movie came out, like you said, in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
So,
like,
the Jets, you know, they win that Super Bowl in 69.
Oh, yeah, they were still not laughable.
Right. The people are like, oh, this is a cool team. You got Broadway Joe back there. He's the quarterback. Like,
it's not like now where you're like, oh, hey, it's the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets quarterback. Like, all right.
You guys want any autographs for the Jets?
Nah.
No. Give those away for free.
Ah, damn it. Most iconic bald film villains.
They're going to win tonight now.
Yeah, right. From Hellraiser, Pinhead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Man. All right. I forgot because of the pins.
Right. Still kind of gives a little bit of a look of a hair, but yeah, bald Pinhead.
Honestly, I watched the movies. I watched the first one of Hellraiser. I watched the remake of Hellraiser. That's just not my style of horror. I don't get it. It's just weird. The whole concept was... Now, I liked it. The imagery was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the whole thing was just weird. I didn't feel good after I watched that
movie. Well, yeah, it's very S&M-y. I mean, all these people that found themselves in trouble, they're looking for this box because they kind of... They want to get ripped apart and hooks in their...
Right.
In their junk and all this kind of thing. The guy that... Clive... I can't remember the author's name behind it, but, like, that's his M.O.
Gotcha.
And everything is sadomasochism with this guy. I mean, top to bottom is pretty much what he does. And Hellraiser, as far as I know, was the first movie made on one of his books. And it was different.
Okay, yeah, it is.
It was different. But different, to be fair, sure. I didn't quite get it as a kid when I watched it, but I'm like, Pinhead's cool.
Yeah.
I put him in like Darth Vader.
He's a badass looking dude.
Yes, he is.
I mean, it is. That is evil looking.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do they ever explain why he got so many pins in there?
Like,
there's some point where they did. It's kind of what he wanted because all of the centibites or whatever they're called,
right?
They were all about pain. Like permanent pain.
Pleasure from pain.
Right. Pleasure from pain. So, yeah, he wanted the nails in his head, and he got nails in his head.
Right. And that's their whole
Home
bit.
Depot. They'll do it for you.
That's their whole bit is solving the cube. You then have the ability to achieve new levels of pleasure through this pain. And they're, like, you know, they're flaying people. They're pulling nails out and stuff. They're doing horrific things to people, but it's supposed to, like, enhance your pleasure experience.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel differently, but that was kind of their thing.
But that was a weird... But it's a weird phone call too. Like, Mike, can you come over and put some pins in my head?
Right.
I'll be right there, buddy.
But it's weird because everybody that solves the cube, like, all of a sudden they immediately regret it.
Well, yeah, when hooks shoot out into, like, your eyeballs.
What did you, you know, that's the thing, is that they're like, you summoned us with the box. Like, it was a puzzle box. I saw the damn thing. Right. Criminy.
By the way, someone says Flash Gordon came out in the 80s. And I do agree with this. Best part, it's a Queen soundtrack.
Right. We were saying the movie was made in the 70s.
No, the
I don't even know about the man's personal life. Yeah. Not my business. Yeah.
Flash Gordon. I'm gay. Yeah. All right.
We do.
I'm tired of the room. Oh, just a guess here. Voldemort.
Number 3 on the list of the Harry Potter franchise.
It just came in with on the text line.
He who shall not be named, but we named him Voldemort. Yeah.
Don't say his name. Voldemort. Don't say that.
Right. And there was one movie.
What was the problem? It wasn't like Beetlejuice, right? I mean, you say like Beetlejuice 3 times.
Exactly.
Shows up. Candyman shows up. Why were they scared to say his name?
Because they were just terrified of it. It was one of those where, you know, speak no evil sort of a thing. Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
Okay.
You know, there was just that level of, oh my God, with him. But he just showed up every movie.
Right. Yeah. Guys, it doesn't matter if you say his name. He keeps showing up.
Except for the third one.
That is kind of frightening. Like, just don't, in this film, don't say his name. It's like, yeah, he's still here.
Damn it, there he is.
That guy right there.
Right. He's in the back of that one's head.
I see you.
I see you. Take this turban off. I can't see.
What you say? I got a turban.
I don't know. Hang on, man. Hang on. Let me turn around. Most iconic bald film villains. VD mentioned it. From Austin Powers, Dr. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dr. Evil's the obvious choice, but it's also a comedy.
Right, but he's iconic.
Okay. He was all right, that's fair. That's the only reason I didn't say it.
And then also on this list that I didn't mention was basically who Dr. Evil was a ripoff of, the James Bond villain from
Goldfinger or something like that.
Oh, the dude with metal teeth or whatever?
No, Jaws.
That was Jaws.
What they called him. Yeah.
This was Blofeld, You Only Live Twice.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, you look at this dude, it is clearly Dr. Evil, or at least who Dr. Evil was inspired by.
$1 million.
Yes. And then the number one iconic bald film villain.
Darth Vader.
You never actually think of this guy as bald. Count Orlok. Some of you might know him as Nosferatu.
Oh!
Which you shouldn't because that's incorrect. I think that just means vampire.
It does just mean vampire.
But that was Count
Dracula?
Orlok.
No.
Early black and white one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still one of the creepiest looking mofos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still gotta watch that one because they just remade the movie and it's got the kid that played Pennywise from It, he's playing Orlok.
Really? I'd hire Willem Dafoe.
He's in the movie.
Are you kidding?
Yes, he is in the movie.
But he's not Nosferatu.
He's his brother. Correct. He's his brother.
I mean, if you shave his head, they look the same.
A man in Oklahoma made it to his court date for stealing a car and then ended up arrested.
Why was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.